Hello, welcome back. This song is called Princess Mononoke, conducted by Elena. And what I am now looking at the YouTube channel of Simon Fraser University Concert Orchestra. If you are interested, you can search them on YouTube. They have their past performance recorded to their channel.And now I'm looking at the picture, I count that there are 70 performers and all in concert black. It looks massive and great. Also, back to the leftover part of the labor movement, the name of the organization is called Worker Solidarity Network. I had some communication with their president, with their executive director. Her name is Pamela Charan. We discussed the free legal help of them offering to the non-union workers and their monthly education and other help, like the advocating for the sick day, the salary, the sick day, and the harassment protection, holidays, salaried holidays, right.Those are the topics they can mobilize and advocate for the non-union workers. After this session, we'll enter intermission of the promotion of the public service announcement. I'll see you in 1 minute. Keep in tune.
Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Radio Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
Hello, welcome back. The third part of the show, I would like to share a little bit about my experience of attending the annual general meeting of CJSF radio station. It happened this week, Monday or Tuesday, evening at 7 p.m. in downtown SFU Harbor Center. At here, I learned several business of the radio. Then we head to the nearby bar to have some drink and socialize with our fellow co-workers, including the other radio hosts and production staff and other volunteer roles. So in the general meeting, several quick summary is that we, CJSF, SF Field Radio, we are building a new radar broadcasting station. It's upgrading from current 400 watts to a higher power, so we can expect the radio to raise higher and reach further. That's one good news for the radio station. And other thing I learned from the general meeting is, yeah, that's the one of the occasion I can see all the co-workers, all the volunteers and the staffs together in a formal venue, and we pass motions, we discuss the business of this radio, we discuss the financial statement and the summary and the debrief of the running for the past year of the radio station. That's really fresh for me. I'm a new practitioner in radio station. So in that way, I learned the big picture of how a radio runs in a fiscal year. Also, yeah, in this venue, I learned the executives and the executive boards of CJSF radio station, and also other music hosts and other directors, coordinators, news reporters and journalists. Right, that's a lot of information for a major of communication student. Then after the general meeting, we head to the one of the bar in downtown. And it is at this venue in the bar we mingle with each other in a casual occasion. I got the chance to talk with other radio hosts, to name a few. One is an indigenous friend. His hometown is in somewhere close to Kelowna, and he mentioned that his village suffered from the flood, from the wildfire. That's why he started to learn the pilot certificate in order to protect their people in the village in an emergency. Oh, that really moved me and motivated me. It's this kind of spirit to serve the community, to serve the village in his hometown. And also his show is called Free Voice in every Wednesday, Wednesday somewhere at 4 or 5. The Free Voice, they talk about the stories of indigenous people and advocate for the equality for the minorities. I'm surprised that he told me that they even have audience from Australia, from United States, from Asia. They have been running the program for 5 years, and they have a team of 4 or 5. Yeah, that's so in this bar, that's really the good chance to talk in deep with this senior radio host. Several other radio hosts I get to know is, one is Leslie. She's one of the, I learned that she learned at the meeting that she's one of the board member who involved in the business, day-to-day business of the radio. And she also held a show in Tuesday called Typically Tuesday. And also several other radio hosts. Oh, another is African heritage music host. He even had the career of disc jockey in the clubs. And he travels around the world to do the music host in the events and pub. That really opened my eye. One of my colleagues is the professional disc jockey and play those rhythm meter music in a large venue like the club. Also, another interesting radio host is Spanish-speaking folk who just formally that day, and he held a show in Monday for the primarily in Spanish. And he worked, he volunteered for the radio station for 5 years already. Right, that's the story I learned from the social events. I found that after this in-person interaction with the radio host, I had a better appreciation of their radio show. They are such a group of interesting people. I can feel the fashion style from Liz's show in Tuesday, and the heavy metal from Jeremy on Tuesday or Wednesday, I forgot. And I even heard some video games music at the evening of Tuesday. So, right, that's the diversity of CJSF. I'm glad I am one of the member of it. I'm a radio host of it. I hope to contribute more like they did in a more more professional way, more charming way. And yeah, thanks for their work, their loyal audience. We received the fund drive donation, now already reached $8,000, and we are still open for donation, for the late donation. People can go to CJSF's website and click the donation. So that's the fun drive happened 2 weeks ago. My feeling is that after the interaction with them, listening to their show gave me another different feeling. It's like playing piano, and once you learned it yourself, you could better appreciate the beauty of it, which part is difficult, and how they had a hard time to collect the music in the past week, and how they start to think the topics they are going to discuss and the people they are going to interview, and how to gain more audience and gain the loyal of the audience. Now let's take a rest and listen to a track. The following track is called Peanut Vendor by Bobby Capspeeday.
Thank you.
Welcome back. So we have discussed the three topics today. The fourth one is I wanted to share a little about my own major, the AI technology and how it impacts our daily life. We both know that in the recent 2 or 3 years, the large language model has changed a lot in people's daily life. Even my father started to use the DeepSeek back in China to search for things instead of using Google or Baidu. So you can see the widespread of this influence to people's daily life. Recently, I found that in my area in computer science, the chatbot, for example, ChatGPT, Gemini from Google, and DeepSeek from China, so to name a few. I am still using the Gemini for the 1 year free subscription for students. So if you are students, feel free to make use of it. It's very good. It's the prompt freedom once you have the subscription. Now it has the function of analyzing photos. It can even be a language coach, because they have the now interactive button. When you talk, the chatbot will directly talk to you. You can speak in English, Chinese, French, etc. Also, previously, our impression of chatbot is providing information, providing advice, but now at least in the programming area, it starts to do stuff, do jobs. It now can interact with Visual Studio Code to directly read my project and modify the codes and write code. So now my job as a computer science PhD student, I now, most of the time, I write prompt, I write commands, then the VS Code and the Gemini will do the stuff for me. I only need to do the check, do the print and debug check. Even those are written by chatbot. So that's really a revolution for the coding area. But we can imagine the chatbot, the AI doing jobs, doing stuffs, will be more prominent in the daily life. For example, it may affect the office workers. So yeah, that's also a good time for us employees and workers to think, what is our advantage comparing to chatbot, comparing to AI? Also, to close up today's program, the next show is called That Chinese Show by my colleague. And I also want to have a short discussion of the program's direction of evolving. In the following, I plan to have the interview for each week, for example, from finance, from law, from transit traffic, from those topics that closely relate to people's daily life. Okay, that's my show for today. Hope you have a good Saturday morning. I will see you next week. Bye.
scratches and Omar and others scratches and Omar and others scratches and Omar.